I'm very happy to have Robert Stebbins here on today's episode of Express Views. Rob is a professor of energy and economic development at the Harvard Kennedy School in the United States. He published more than 100 scientific articles in journals such as the American Economic Review, Quarterly Journal of Economics, Science, Nature, or the field journal, Journal of Environmental Economics and Management. Rob has also edited a large number of books on climate policy and regulation and has advised, I would say, an impressive long list of international and national organizations, governments, and companies. Finally, I would like to add that he's also the author of the really nice blog, An Economic View of the Environment. And I suggest everybody to take a close look at that. Rob, thank you for being here today. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, and thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, maybe you know this. The Express Views works just like a snowball fight. I throw a question at you, and you throw the first answer that gets into your mind back at me. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready. Absolutely.
Could you please briefly introduce yourself?
I'm Rob Stebbins, the A.J. Meyer Professor of Energy and Economic Development at the John F. Kennedy School of Government at Harvard University in Cambridge, Massachusetts, USA.
What is your favorite article in environmental economics?
Well, it's like choosing your favorite child, but I guess I would say Professor Martin Weitzman's Prices versus Quantities from 1974.
I think this is on the top of the list of most researchers.
I'm sure.
What book should every environmental economist have read?
Well, so economists tend not to write books for other economists, but sometimes they do. And I guess my favorite would be the 1979 book by Partha Dasgupta and Jeffrey Heal, the Economic Theory of Exhaustible Resources.
Absolutely. I grew up with that book.
Yes.
What do you think is your biggest contribution to environmental economics?
Well, I would go by what other people say when they introduce me, and they seem to refer to the theory and the empirics of the design and implementation of what are nowadays called cap and trade systems.
What do you think is the most pressing environmental problem, and how can it be solved?
Well, surely concerns about global climate change have become the predominant concerns, and that's because the impacts are huge, and so it's very important. But also the global commons nature of the problem, plus this intertemporal asymmetry of upfront cost and delayed benefits, makes it a very tough challenge, and one which begs for good economic analysis.
So let's take this a step further. If you could be the president of the USA, what would you change?
Well, unfortunately, the simple reality is that there's very little that a US president nowadays can do in these highly polarized times due to the opposition for any kind of cooperation from one of the political parties towards the other. So to tell the truth, I don't know what I would change other than to try to reform the U.S. Political system itself.
Well, this sounds a bit pessimistic. So are you optimistic or pessimistic about us being able to tackle the world's environmental problems?
Well, I'm optimistic for the long term, but only for one reason. And that's because of the youth movements. I mean, we've seen both in Europe and in the United States, these very prominent youth activists with regards to climate change in 2019, a hiatus in 2020, and then back again in 2021, including in Glasgow at the climate negotiations where I was. Now, the big question, of course, is whether this is a cohort effect, and they'll carry it with them as they become older and are inside the building rather than outside the building, or whether it's an age effect, and as they get older, they will moderate their views. I'm cautiously optimistic that it's a cohort effect and that the people who are now the youth of the world will save us.
Apart from the youth of the world, Which environmental economist do you admire the most?
Well, so this is a long list, but if I had to choose one, I think I would probably say Richard Schmalensee, the Dean Emeritus of the MIT Sloan School of Management. And that's because I view him as vector dominating me. I admire his research. It tops mine. I admire his government service, which tops mine. And I admire his institutional service to MIT, which tops my institutional service to Harvard. So given this, I would certainly say Dick Schmalensee.
Good choice. With whom would you like to write your next article?
Well, I guess because of what I just said, I guess I would bring up Dick Schmalensee. He and I have co-authored a number of articles recently. In fact, probably a majority of recent articles of mine. And that would be if it was on economics. But if it was on political economy and more the political science part of political economy, then I would reference Jeffrey Frieden, professor of government at Harvard, with whom I'm currently writing an article.
Let's be a bit more personal for the last question. If you could spend 1 hour with a person of your choice, who would it be?
Well, I guess it wouldn't be an economist or an environmental economist. If I could spend 1 hour of my time and it had to be an American, it would be Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States. But because of the fact he was such a Renaissance man, he was a politician. He was an architect. He was an aficionado and appreciator of fine wine. So for all those reasons, I think it would be fantastic to sit down and talk with him. But if it was international, if it could be anyone in the world, then it would be Winston Churchill. For I can say why in a simple phrase. He saved the world during World War II.
Fortunately.
Yes.
Well, Rob, thank you so much for your time and really interesting answers. I like these a lot. Thank you. I invite those of you who would like to get more details on Rob, his research and his ideas to take a look at my Meet Top Environmental Economists series. And you can find that on my website. Rob, thank you very much for having been here today. And I wish you all the best.
Thank you. It was a great pleasure, Ingmar.